You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Fasting isn't just for monks. The Stoic philosopher Seneca used to spend one day a month fasting, dressed in rags, and living as if he were homeless. Sounds crazy, right? It may be a bit extreme, but it was a reminder of everything that could have been taken from him. He hit rock bottom a few times in his life, and he knew it was important for him to re-experience rock bottom on a monthly basis. Imagine some of the worst points of your life. In coaching, most of us had a season when the losses piled up, but even more harrowing are the personal setbacks you may have faced, like losing your job, your marriage failing, or the loss of a loved one. Here's the thing, things can always get worse. And just because we survived those moments doesn't mean everything was all uphill from there. Who knows what our future may bring? Fasting helps us to meditate on that truth and gives us perspective. Few of us have experienced real hunger. Few of us have faced starvation, but it is a reality for many. Fasting or rationing may seem like a discipline for monks, but it is a powerful discipline to implement within our everyday lives. Not only does it have health benefits, but it is a practice in self-control. It is a reminder that we shouldn't get used to anything in our lives. It's a reminder that our world can be upended without notice.